This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Ever since Russia invaded Ukraine, the global energy market has been dynamic, shall we say. There's Russian oil, now a commodity non grata in much of the world. European natural gas was a story of shortage, until it wasn't. And given all that, there were predictions that coal was going to make a big comeback. And in this country, at least, that is a story that did not come to pass. Marketplace's Lily Jamali covers energy for us.
January through March are supposed to be among the strongest months in the coal business, says Dennis Wamsted of the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
It's winter. It's supposed to be high demand. Well, that didn't turn out.
Far from it. This winter, electricity generation using coal fell by more than 25% from last year and hit a record low across the country. American utilities are now burning less than half the coal they were using a decade ago. And Wamsted says, we're looking at the end of an era.
There is no plausible rationale where I can see coal-fired generation increasing.
Coal has lost its luster, especially as natural gas has seen its price stay low, despite a spike last year when Russia invaded Ukraine. Sonia Carley is a professor at Indiana University.
Natural gas and coal are direct competitors. In some places, you actually see that a power plant can flip back and forth between the two.
Bigger picture, Carley says renewables are getting cheaper over time and grabbing more and more market share from coal. Things are slightly different outside the U.S., though. Flora Champenois of Global Energy Monitor says China and India, among with other populous countries, have had to battle major heat waves over the last year.
And so some of these countries have sort of turned to all of the above, more coal, more renewables.
Whatever it takes to deal with record peaks in the demand for power. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.